Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today and bet $100 and get $100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions do apply. We're also brought to you by the SGPN Big Game Squares Contest. $1,000 prize pool and completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/squares to enter today. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Big Game Bingo. $57 SGPN gift cards for every bingo hit exclusively on the SGPN app. And if you're heading out to Arizona for the big game, make sure to check out SGP's live show at the Ainsworth Thursday, 11 a.m. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game.
Howdy ho, DeGenerinos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 290. Going to go to a legend, Fedor Emelianenko. Hopefully that was his last fight on the weekend. So this goes out to him. I'm one of your hosts, Jeff Chalks Fox. Thanks for coming to the show. This is our non-UFC Monday episode as per usual, except when Contender Series is on. We are going to recap all the, we call it regional, but I guess Bellator technically is not a regional fight card, but we're going to break down the action from the weekend, and we're going to look ahead to an LFA event, which is happening this week. We're big on LFA around these parts, as are our degens in the sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. So we'll give you some LFA picks, but I'm not going to give you the picks because we have an LFA expert. Actually, we have a regional expert on our hands here. It's the one and only Gumby Vreeland. Hello.
I usually would rebuff you calling me an expert, but this has been an exceptionally good year for non-UFC picks. I know it's February. It's February, but it's been really good. So let's, you want me to do the quick little recap of that?
Yeah.
So let's start with Friday. We had a PFL Challenger Series, and true to form, they had a last second replacement that screwed up one of our picks because apparently they, despite only booking four fights for every single Challenger Series, they just could not continue to get all eight of them there. So we went 3-for-3 in the fights that actually happened. Michelle Montague beat Chiquita Amador Woods. She looked great in the grappling, did her thing there, although she did have to defend what looked to be a pretty decent Darius choke from Woods. Evelyn Martins beat up Jesselyn Michelle, and Amanda Leve did work on Nurinjal Sandeish, which gave us a perfect 3-0. If you had put $100 on all those fights, you would be up 165.83, which is a pretty good night. And at the end of all of that, Amanda Leve was the one who got the contract, which I sort of question. I thought they were probably going to go Montague, but maybe her being stuck in that submission for a little bit trended him away. Also, fun little piece of information I got after the fact, Amanda Leve, who I know as, you know, just like this amazing jiu-jitsu fighter who has, you know, been on ADCC trials, and, you know, she's got a win over Gabby Garcia back in the day. And like, she, you know, she's just like a very good grappler. I found out, guess where she decided to take up her MMA training? This maybe would have changed her handicap entirely.
Your basement.
Daniel Gracie Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, you love Daniel Gracie.
Yeah. So she is training at Team Daniel Gracie, which is the perfect spot for somebody with like good top game and good jiu-jitsu. So nice to see her put it all together. And I'll be interested to see what she does in that season, because I think she'll be pretty good in it. And then we went on to Bellator, which is notoriously the thing I hate the most to do. And we went 3-1-1 on Bellator, including hitting a plus 105 underdog in Grant Neal. Once again, if you had bet $100 on all of those fights, let's see, you would have walked with, where's my list? You would have walked with 109.52. So if you played $100 on all 8 of our plays this weekend, you're up over $250. So the quick recap of those, in the first fight, we actually took the loss in the first fight. Alejandra Lara lost to Deanna Avsaragova, which I would sort of debate. That was a back and forth fight. And it seemed like Lara did all of the work and all of the damage, but they rewarded the position and volume of Avsaragova, which is kind of upsetting. Then Grant Neal beat Carl Albrechtsen. Maybe the same thing there. Albrechtsen maybe did more damage and Neal did the better positioning. So, you know, maybe the MMA gods giveth and taketh away. So we got plus 105 on Grant Neal. Then in the weirdest fight I've seen in a really long time, Ali Isaev drew Steve Mowry. Isaev took him down, controlled him, beat the heck out of him in round one. In round two, Mowry should have gotten a stoppage. Anybody who has a Mowry ticket out there, I'm sorry. Because he should have gotten a stoppage. There's no reason the ref did not stop that fight. Clear 10-8 round, maybe 10-7 round. And then for some reason, Isaev has enough gas in the tank to just do what he did in round one and round three. So weird back and forth that winds up a rightful draw. And then the two title fights. I feel like anybody who is picking anything but the champs in these title fights was picking based on their heart and not their heads. Because Johnny Evelyn is a great grappler and Tokov is not. He's, again, one of those Russians who I think people only think he has takedown defense or takedowns because he's Russian. And Evelyn just, like, you know, absolutely took it to him. And then Ryan Bader did what you would expect Ryan Bader to do to a 46-year-old Fedor Emelianenko. He took him down and beat the hell out of him any way that he wanted to. So if you're picking Fedor and you bet on Fedor, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to watch that. But also, you can't always just bet your legends. I mean, Jeff learned that a few weeks ago when he bet Shogun, remember?
Yeah, I remember. And Derek Lewis, perhaps. We got burned on.
Is Derek Lewis a legend?
Oh, for sure. He's not on the level of those two guys. But yes, he's a legend. He's a legend nonetheless. So a good weekend for picks for Gumby. And good news is you get to pick more Bellator later on this month, Gumby. They have another event if we choose to cover it. So Bellator 291 is going down from Dublin, February 25th. Oh,
I think I saw that. That's just a bad card.
Yaroslav Amosov is back from fighting for his native Ukraine, and he's going to fight Logan Sterley, who is the interim champ. That's the main fight on there.
That's you know, I love when you've got title, because that's a title unification bout, right? Because Sterley won the interim championship. You've got a title unification bout, and one guy beat the other one just two fights ago. So, you know, that's a Bellator. Good time. Good. Well done, Bellator.
Yes. All right. Enough Bellator talk, right? We're going to actually give you LFA picks. We enjoy LFA around these parts, as do our fans, it seems. First, I got to tell you about WinBet once I call up the ad read that I closed for some reason. Because WinBet is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WinBet is active in a bunch of states, and there are tons of ways to win, including live betting and same game parlays, aka WinBets. Build your own bet. Plus, the big game is here on WinBet, has you covered. Great promos, odds, and payouts happening right now at WinBet. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive your special offer. Bet $100, get $100, limited to state availability. And of course, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get a $1,000 free credit. So much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Plus, don't miss this, the SGP live show in Phoenix for the big game. If you're going to be out in Arizona for the big game, make sure to check out SGP's live show at the Gainsworth Thursday, 11 a.m. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game. The show is free and you'll be able to watch the show and have some drinks with the guys at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game. All right, our big game for this episode is LFA, who are running again this weekend. LFA 152, Valente versus Bakoyev, of course, is going down Friday, the 10th of February, 9 p.m. Eastern, UFC Fight Pass. For the Grand Casino Hotel and Resort in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Ever been there, Dan?
No, definitely not.
Me neither. 11 bouts. We're going to give you five of them. One of them did fall through. So Gumby gave me a difficult one to pronounce to lead it off with anyhow. So no odds here, but Gumby is pretty good at predicting odds. We're going to start off with flyweights. And Ho, I can say that name, or On Ho versus Ankjarla Jargal Benzarak.
Sure.
I'm not gonna
can't do this one either. That
there's a lot of extra letters I skipped over there when I pronounced it as well.
I as somebody who is pretty good at saying names,
yes,
do not know what an NKHJ consonant blend yes does, nor a GCH consonant blend does.
Yep.
Those are not familiar to my canon of different phonemes.
Good. We will just go with what I say then. Benzarak, we'll talk about first, even though there's a G in there for some reason. He's 2-2, one knockout, one submission. So he's finished all of his wins. He got subbed in one of his losses. This is his LFA debut. He did lose his last fight via submission, but it was in the biggest promotion in the world, ONE FC. So no shame there. And On Ho, former guest on Dan's Top Turtle MMA podcast. He's 2-0 with two knockouts. Both his fights were in LFA. He's 4 years younger than Benzarak, and that's all the info I have on him. Gumby will fill in some blanks for us.
Yeah, his last loss, you're right, was in ONE FC, right? Except for it was in Road to ONE FC, which is their PFL Challenger Series kind of deal. Yeah. And it was to a guy who's 1-1 in his career, with his only win being against him. He's fought really low level competition here, Benzarak.
Yeah.
He's just like not fought very good people. And On Ho hasn't fought very much either. He's only 2-0. But what I can tell you is that On Ho is the real deal on his feet. If you haven't gotten a chance to see his last knockout, he throws a head kick and it literally takes the guy he knocks out clean off of his feet. Like, the head kick hits him at like an upward angle and his feet come off the ground for a second as he goes to fall. He's just like a phenomenal kickboxer. Plus, he trains at the MMA lab, and I've been told he's got good enough takedown defense that you're going to have to strike with him. And like, smartly enough too, they paired him with a guy here who has almost no grappling to speak of. You know, like I said, he just got submitted by a guy who hasn't ever fought before. So like, On Ho should be a pretty easy pick here. This is a slam dunk, and I'm guessing massive favorite, -400 or worse.
All right, -400 for On Ho. Once we do have odds, we will surely discuss it in the sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discard. So Gumby can tell you if you should steer clear of a line if it gets too crazy. All right, what are we doing next? We're doing Phillips Idrisov, Brandon Phillips versus Magomed Idrisov, and this is up a weight class at bantamweight. Idrisov is 7-0, two knockouts, two submissions. This is his LFA debut. Used to fight at down at flyweight and up at featherweight. He's 4 years younger than Phillips, and he's 2 inches taller. Phillips, pretty boy, Brandon Phillips, 8-5, two knockouts, one submission. He's been submitted one time, 0-2 in LFA. He's lost two straight fights. Before that, he won two straight fights. He's not fought since January of 2022. He's not won since September of 2019. He went 2-1 in Bellator, 0-1 in World Series of Fighting. He was a regional champion. Used to fight up at featherweight as well. 2011 pro MMA debut. He also is a pro kickboxer and boxer. Over to you.
Can I tell you one of the most frustrating things in the world is when you go to do some research for a fight, And I think Magomed Idrisov, I that doesn't strike me as a name that's super common. Do you know there are three different professional fighters named Magomed Idrisov? And one arguably more famous than this one. There was one who I saw has fought twice for PFL, was submitted by Steven Seeler, beat Herbert Burns in ONE FC, fought Yvonne Butcher. So like, that Magomed Idrisov, I kept getting videos for and then happened to be like, is this the wrong Magomed? And it was the wrong Magomed Idrisov. I had to like find the one who has only fought for Octagon or Brave, not who has fought for ONE FC or PFL. But at the end of the day, I wound up getting all of that information on the correct Magomed Idrisov. And the thing I will say is he's got excellent wrestling, just sort of what you would expect from a guy named Magomed Idrisov. But not only is he really good at wrestling, but His positional jujitsu is really great. Like, he doesn't let people back up. He holds them down well. And even when he gets stuck on the feet for a little bit of time, he's got really nice kicks. He throws a really good low kick and a really nice high kick. He's sort of a pretty well-rounded dude. I think you're probably going to see him in the UFC pretty quickly. And for Brandon Phillips, he fights long, like behind a good jab. So that might help him a little bit in defending this wrestling. But at the end of the day, he wound up spending a fight recently against Miles Johns, who was supposed to be in the co-main event of this fight card. He spent that whole fight trying to get off of the cage. Like, Miles Johns just pressed him against the cage. He got taken down by Aaron McKenzie multiple times. That's if you're getting taken down and controlled by those two guys, Magomed Adrisov is going to have no problem. So I think this is a pretty clear spot for Adrisov. And I will say, again, big favorite, negative, probably not as big as On Ho, but like negative 300 or so.
All right. Adrisov minus 300. Gumby is being very chalky so far. Let's see if things change as we move forward. Or we're going to have to swap nicknames. He can be Jeff Chalks Fox. Actually, before we go into that, I'm going to tell you about some more free stuff we're giving away, because we love to give away to you. You fans, we have a Big Game Squares contest coming up. SGPN is giving away $1,000 in their Big Game Squares contest. It's completely free to enter. All you need to do is follow the Sports Gambling Podcast on Spotify and give them a rating. Then go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/squares to enter for your chance to win a free Big Game Square. And if that's not enough, we got Big Game Bingo. Also make sure to sign up on the SGPN app and get your own Big Game Bingo card, full of all your favorite big game prop bets. If you get a bingo, you'll win a $57 SGPN gift card. Only catches, you must be subscribed to the Sports Gambling Podcast and NFL Gambling Podcast on YouTube to win. Free to play exclusively on the SGPN app. All right, going up to the big boys now. Heavyweights. Demario Dennis, Trevor Wallace. 3 5-minute rounds. Wallace, Unknown Element is a nickname. That is an interesting one.
I like it.
Yep. He's 5-2, Wallace, with 5 knockouts. So he's finished everybody, and he's been finishing all of his losses. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. 1-2 in LFA. He's also gone 1-2 over his last 3 fights. He won his last fight via TKO. And he's got a half an inch of reach advantage over Dennis. Hopefully he takes advantage of that. Dennis, nickname Super. Demario Super Dennis, or Super Demario. I guess Super Demario Dennis sounds better. He's 7-5.
Yeah, I think it's a Mario pun, right?
Oh, right.
Super Demario.
Sometimes I don't get enough sleep, so I don't catch these things. But yeah, Super Demario is 7-5, 4 knockouts, 3 submissions. So he's finished everyone. He's been knocked out twice, submitted once. 0-1 in LFA. He's gone 1-2 over his last 3 as well, like Wallace, but he's won 3 of his last 5. Won his last fight via submission, was a regional champ, pro kickboxer, and he's an inch taller than Wallace.
Yeah, so he won his last fight, like you said, but that was in 2018. So he hasn't.
Oh, I missed that part. Sorry.
Yeah. You don't have to tell me when his last fight is, but I'm letting you know he ain't fought MMA in 5 years because he's mostly been kickboxing. In the losses before that, weirdly, were to Alex Nicholson, who wound up in the UFC, and Dante Mays. Then he fought in Glory a bunch of times. He also fought Huggy Bear Barnett. He lost to Huggy Bear, Dontell Mays, and Alex Nicholson. So he hasn't beaten
King
any
Kong.
Of them.
So King Kong fought Super Mario.
Yeah, that's right.
Donkey Kong, Super Mario also. Mario made his debut. But anyhow, sorry.
That's right. Also, it's fun to note that Trevor Wallace, his nickname, I'm glad he changed it to Unknown Element, because for a brief amount of time on the regional circuit, he was calling himself the right-footed crow cop or something like that. It was some and he's not. Okay, so that being said, this is a kickboxing match. These are two heavyweights who do not want this to go to the mat. Demario Dennis, like I said, he's been on the regional scene kickboxing for a really long time. If you've watched him either in his MMA fights or in those kickboxing fights, the thing he likes to do is just kind of like plod forward and just let combinations go. And I will say this, he puts better combinations together than most heavyweights you'll see, but he's heavy on his feet. So his defense kind of sucks. Trevor Wallace is much faster, much quicker. Both of them are terrible on the mat, but I don't see either of them going there. But the in and out movement and the speed, and I also think the cardio of Trevor Wallace is just going to be kind of the difference maker here. So even though he might do a little bit worse at putting combinations together, I think the speed, and even if he's throwing one and done combinations here, should be enough. He's also got really good power, but like, yeah, you know, that's kind of saying that about a heavyweight seems like a cop out. So I like Trevor Wallace in this. I do think because of his record and his activity inside of MMA and not just in kickboxing is going to be a favorite, but I won't say by much. I'm going to say like negative 125.
All right. Minus 125 for Wallace. The closest thing we've got to a dog so far. Moving on. Co-main event, Mandy Miro versus William Starks. Catchweight, 160-pound fight. Starks, soldier of Christ, 8-3, two knockouts, three submissions. He's been knocked out once, 3-1 in LFA. He's gone 4-1 over his last five fights, including a TKO win in his last fight. He's fight at, or normally he fights either at lightweight or welterweight, so this is right in the middle there. He is 7 years younger than Murrow, inch taller, 3 inches of reach. Murrow, Murrow. He's 13-7, two knockouts, two submissions. He's been knocked out three times, submitted twice. This is his LFA debut. He's gone 4-1 over his last five, including winning his last fight. He went 4-1 in Bellator. He's also got multiple regional championships on his
mantle,
and he usually fights at lightweight. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you mentioned he was 4-1 in his last five. I think people are sleeping on Manny Murrow. I think he's going to come in here as a pretty big underdog. I'm going to say plus 225. I'm going to say a little bit more than 2-1. And I'm going to pick him here against William Stark, because if you look at his last four fights, or five fights even, you look at his last five fights, he's fought good competition in those fights. He fought Nate Andrews, who's a guy who's been all over the regional scene in the Northeast and is pretty damn good. And he beat him by split decision, and I think he won that fight. He beat Devin Powell, who is in the UFC as well. You might remember him as the guy who Joe Lauzon popped his testicle. you remember that?
A good thing to be remembered for, yes.
Yeah. And then before that, he beat Nick Newell, who is, you know, like, been good, not just as of late, but, like, I mean, Nick Newell's only other loss before that had been he actually had two losses before that, Alex Munoz on the Contender Series and Justin Gaethje. And now he also has a loss to Manny Murrow, which is kind of crazy. So, you know, a really good run for him. And the only loss is Usman Nurmagomedov, who is now the champion of Bellator. And in that fight, too, I went back and watched it because I was like, I wonder how bad he looked. He didn't look bad. He looked like he could back up Usman Nurmagomedov a little bit on the feet. Usman eventually shoots that takedown. He actually stuffs it for a little bit until he eventually gives it up and then winds up getting finished. But, like, he didn't do bad in the wrestling department. So William Starks is a guy who I think is going to want to wrestle a little bit here. He kind of jumps into clinches without, like, protecting his face, I think just because he wants to wrestle so much. But, like, he fought Slava Claus back in the day, and Slava stuffed a whole bunch of his takedowns. So, like, we know that that's a bad sign. And he also just, like, is heavy on his legs, which means he's going to eat a lot of kicks. And I actually think Manny Murrow could make a lot of hay with that strategy of kicking his legs. So, yeah, give me Manny Murrow as, like, a kind of a big underdog here.
Hopefully it is a big dog as Gumby hopes. All right, Murrow is the pick. And then the main event, Renato Valente versus Azamat Bekoyev. Bekoyev? I can't remember what you told me it was.
Bekoyev.
Do you know that for sure, Gumby?
I don't, but that's usually how you say it. You put the emphasis on the syllable right before the ev.
Bekoyev, and this is a middleweight fight. 3 5-minute rounds. Bekoyev, 14-3, five knockouts, eight submissions. He's been submitted one time. This is his LFA debut. He's won two straight fights, 3 of 4, 6 of 8. He won his last fight via TKO. He's 3 years younger than Valente. Valente Indio is the nickname. He's 9-5, two knockouts, four submissions. He's been knocked out twice. 2-2 in LFA. He's on loss, win, loss, win over the LFA portion. He won his last fight via TKO. Sorry, KO. 0-1 in Bellator. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
And he has pro grappling experience as well.
So this should be a really wide line here too. I'm guessing plus 350 in the favor of Valente. Bekoyev is going to be a big favorite for multiple reasons. Number one, he's got a scary sounding name, right? He sounds like he's a Russian dude. That always props the lines up, especially on the regional card. He's also got a way better record, right? Indio is 9-5. That doesn't exactly inspire confidence here. But I'm going to go dog to close this Woo-hoo. Card out. I think... I think Indio here, Vellante, is got a lot of things that is going to cause problems for Bekoev. He fights with his hands really low. And the reason he does so is, first of all, because it generates more power. And then second of all, it sets up really good wrestling defense. And I've seen him do well in the wrestling department with like he did well against Josh Fremd wrestling. So if he can do well against Josh Fremd, that's awesome. And the other thing is that when he does get taken down, he uses really good sweeps. When Fremd took him down, he like elevator sweeped him and rolled it over. Now, the big worry is that when he gets tired, he's awful. In the third round is really when Fremd took over. It looked like Vellante didn't have anything left in the tank. But early in the fight, he's got good knockout power. He could totally knock Bekoev out here. And with Bekoev, he kind of goes in for takedowns, and he doesn't really care all that much about position. So like I've seen him go in for like single legs that like kind of almost look like he's giving up the back. He does get like kind of swept kind of easily when he does go in for early takedowns. And I think if that's the case, he's going to find himself scrambling with Vellante and wind up on the feet a lot here. So I actually think the odds of Vellante hitting that big knockout early in this fight are worth taking a stab at. If those odds are, like I said, I think plus 350 for Vellante. I just don't think Bekoev is good enough defensively or good enough positionally offensively wrestling to win this fight.
Boy, Gumby's going out with a bang. Hopefully he hits both these, and hopefully the odds are at least what he says they are. So we'll recap. Vellante, a big underdog, hopefully. Miro, a big underdog, hopefully. And then he's got a slight favorite in Wallace. Maybe he's an underdog too. Who knows? Then Idrisov should be a big favorite, and Ho a big favorite, right?
That sounds right to me.
All right. So that's LFA in your ear holes for this weekend. We'll be back on Wednesday, UFC pay-per-view prelims. We'll break down all the prelim fights. And then Thursday, UFC pay-per-view main card. Make sure you get in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Lots of fun in there. We had a bunch of sickos watching Bellator prelims last night and post-limbs and talking about it, which, you know, we got some real sicko degens in there. So join the fun. Twitter, SGPN MMA. Gumby runs that. He's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm a Jeff Fox writer. All our writing for various sports, and everyone's writing, and all our giveaways and all our discounts, sports books and all the good stuff. All our podcasts are at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Gumby's other podcast, the Top Turtle MMA podcast, will usually drops what, midweek? We say Wednesday usually is in everyone's ears, right?
I think by Wednesday is the safest, but this one, I've got the interviews out of the way already, so maybe Tuesday for this one.
Do you want to spill the beans?
Yeah, we're talking to Don Shaynis, who's heading down to Australia for his second fight. He notoriously took a very short notice replacement fight against Sadiq Youssef for his debut, which is an insane thing to do. Yeah. So we're talking to Don Shaynis before he gets ready for his second fight. And then we're talking to Blake Builder about to make his debut down under too.
There you go. So listen, Top Turtle, and all my MMA writing that's not on sportsgamblingpodcast.com is on moneymma.substack.com, and get in there. At the very least, get a free subscription and enter the Pick'em contest room for every UFC event. So that is it. Gumby's going to take us out of here.
All right. I'm Daniel Gumby Vreeland. He's the Unknown Element, Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.